Melissa, it is so cold outside.
It is cold, and it's not going to get warm anytime soon. So, you know what we need to do? We need to keep ourselves warm with heat holders.
Okay. Well, I do love heat holders. I will say this has been the first year in a lot of years that my toes have not been numb from October to March.
Yeah. And you know what I love about them is that heat holders has all different kinds of socks. So you can, you know, basically use them in like a thermostat. You can turn them up. You can turn them down. You can get thinner ones. I mean, you can pick the right socks.
Yes. And the best thing about heat holders, especially the originals, which is probably my favorite, is they are 7 times warmer than regular cotton socks. And they feel like cashmere, y'all.
They're soft,
luxurious.
And then they have the lights, which have a thinner profile for like casual situations, like sports shoes. And those are 4 times warmer than regular cotton socks.
I mean, altogether, you can find the sock for you at heat holders. I'm so grateful
for them.
They even
have the ultralights.
Yes.
So if you just want everyday socks, 3 times warmer than cotton socks, you got ultralights. So you got originals, lights, and ultralights. You do?
I do.
Because you're just walking around.
My feet are not cold. The rest of me is very cold.
Well, you know what? Then you're in luck. If you go to heatholders.com, you can find all kinds of winter wear, like hats and gloves and all the goodies.
So you can get your heat holders so you will be warmer this year too. No numb toes for you. Go to heatholders.com and enter the code MJH and save 15% off.
MJH, that's me, Melissa Joan Hart. you can go to heatholders.com and on your order, you'll receive free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. So don't freeze your butt or feet off this winter, guys. Remember, go to heatholders.com. Use the code MJH. That's heatholders.com. Heat holders, making life warmer.
Let's go.
We're in the studio, y'all.
Summertime.
Thank God. Oh, sorry.
You okay over there?
Excuse me.
Old screechy screech.
My throat is not there today. I don't know what's going on with me. How are you?
So good.
Are you?
It's finally summer.
It's hot summer.
I don't have to wake up early.
It's a hot summer night. Yeah, but there's a structure to the school year that I miss when it's gone.
Kids
are in my face all the time now.
I love it.
I can't get them to wake up, or I don't know where they are. I can't get them to talk or play with me. I'm like, okay, but, you know, trying to find the right camps and all that goodness.
Look, I get it. There's prep work involved, but I don't have to wake up at 6 in the morning.
Thank you, Lord. I know. I think I must be getting old because I'm starting to get used to that, like, early morning wake up, get them out the house, get stuff done, work out.
I get nothing accomplished in the summer, but I have so much fun. And my kids are magical. Yeah. And I want to hang out with them. And so I get to take them and I get to be the yes mom.
Mine never do what I want them to do,
though.
Mine never, like, want to do the things I want to do. Like, and if I do, if it's like, let's go sit by a lake or... You know, then it's like, well, you have to do this with me. You have to get in the water with me. I'm like, I want to sit here and read a book. No, get up and play with me. Do this with me. Let's do that. And I also, when we go away and stuff, I make too many plans.
Oh.
But I am
the brain is infamous for
it's
that.
It's going crazy.
He can't sit still.
Yeah.
I get like 30 minutes of like chill on the beach and then he's like, want to get in the water?
Oh, Mark will tell you.
Want to go get a drink? Want to do this? Want to do that? Here's what we're going to do tomorrow.
It was our first anniversary when Mark realized this about me because we had gone to Spain and we had been in Barcelona and we had done a few days of sightseeing and I had made a list of 10 best things to see in Barcelona and we did those things and I was already driving crazy, but then we went down to Marbella to the beach.
You did 10 in one day?
No. We were there like five days.
Like, no, well, no wonder.
No, we were there. Exhausted. We were there for like 5 days, but it was like I wanted to have an espresso in the Quatre Gats where Picasso had sat and Mark had no interest in that. I wanted to go see the La Sagrada Familia and walk down. I forget the name of the boulevard with the market. And like there were things I wanted to do, but we really. Oh, I hate to say this, but we didn't like the food very much, so we ended up eating McDonald's twice. So then we head down to Marbella.
So you're just not like seafood eaters?
Well, we Americans are so used to pumped up, you know, antibiotics in our food and preservatives and all this stuff. So like our shrimp is big and white and juicy, mm-hmm. but there it's like small shrimp that's like salty and it's just not quite, you have to get used to it. He wasn't used to the fact that he ordered a steak tartare, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know it was just going to be like ground beef on a plate, like raw ground beef on a plate. So I actually asked him if they would take it back and cook it for him. So it'd be like a hamburger. He was very embarrassed. He just wanted to leave it on the plate and leave. And I was like, no, let's at least ask him to cook it. So they cooked it and we were like, all right, so maybe tomorrow we just go to McDonald's again. But anyway, we ended up in Marbella at the beach and we get there and we sit down. He picks up his book. He puts on his sunscreen. He like lays down. I like put on my sunscreen, close my eyes for 5 minutes. And I'm like, all right, what are we doing? We got to go do something. Should we go to the spa? Should we go for a walk? Do you want to go collect shells? What do you want to do? He's like, I just sat down. I'm going to be here for the next 6 hours. And I was like, no, I am bored. It is too hot. I don't like sitting in the sun. I just get sunburned immediately. I was like, we got to do something. And he was like, oh, this isn't good. This isn't good.
Things we should learn.
So, yeah, things we should have learned about 2 years ago before we ended up in the situation. But yeah, no, that was a big eye-opening thing for us. Like, I like to stay busy. And although as I've gotten older, and I enjoy reading more, I can sit on a beach and read. That's what I do want
to
do.
I have to have an umbrella because...
Oh, yeah.
Glow in the dark burns quickly.
No, I am not. Yeah, I am not a sun.
But I am perfectly content to sit next to an ocean and stare at it and take a little nappy nap.
It's either too windy or too salty or too...
What?
I don't want to sit in my bathing suit all day. Oh. I don't know.
Here's the deal. If we ever vacation together... I'll hang out with Mark on the beach and you and Logan can go and see all the things.
I drove my friends crazy because on my 40th birthday, I wanted to go to Punta Cana, but I looked up the things to do in Punta Cana and there's this Hoyo Azul. There's this like blue hole. Like you find this cave.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen
this. There's this blue hole. And I was like, and there's zip lining there too. So I went and funny enough, a tour guide named Disney toured us around and like showed us, we did the zip line and then we went to the Hoyo Azul and he gave us 20 minutes by ourselves, just like five of us. But out of like 13 girls that went on this trip, only five wanted to do this touristy thing. The rest of them were like, we're on the beach. We're going to sit with the pina colada at the resort. And I was like, I'm going to see more than the resort. Like, I'm like, if I'm in a place like when I was in Ottawa shooting my movie, I want to see Ottawa. I want to see Parliament. I want to see, like, I want to go look at this stuff.
It depends on where I'm going. If I'm going to a resort on the beach, you will find me on the beach with a book, staring at water or at the pool if my kids are with me, whatever. But that's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
I'm choosing a resort style vacation because that's what I want.
I don't know.
If I'm going to like a city to experience it, then I'm likely going to stay at a hotel in the middle of that area.
I'm a little bit of both because like one of my best vacations ever was St. Lucia with Mark. We went and stayed at a Sandals resort on the north side of the island and it was amazing. We had our own little hot tub.
Yeah.
We had a butler who was like, in the morning, he'd be like, here's your pina colada. I saved you the swing. I'm like, thank you. He's like, would you like some Instagram pictures? I'm like, yes, I would. But then we walked down the beach one day and found this guy with a boat. He was like, want to come with me? I'll show you the volcano. We'll roll you around in some mud. We'll have a beer.
Okay, that's awesome.
And I did it. But the butler didn't like it. He was like, where have you guys been? We're like, we got in a boat with him. He's like, no. But we did. We went and rolled around in volcanic ash and hiked a mountain. I don't know. Saw the volcanoes.
In that kind of situation, okay. But, like, for the most part, and it's a small island. You're on St. Lucia, so you can take it all in a couple of days. But, like, if you're going to New York, like, I'm not going to New York to sit in a hotel
and do all
the things at the hotel. No. Like, I want to go to New York.
Well,
we did our
New York trip. Did we ever talk about our New York trip here? Our Christmas New York trip?
I don't know.
An epic New York trip where we, like,
that's amazing.
Especially for Christmas, like Tavern on the Green, Rockettes.
The most beautiful day.
Hit a play, hit some shopping, I mean, we did it all. Saw the view from the top of the, like,
Bank
of America building. We saw a 360 view.
We could see the Millennium Tower. We could see
the Freedom Tower?
No, the new tower.
Oh, the new, Billionaire Row?
Yeah, but I think it's the Millennium Tower. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
The one you see on Instagram with all the silver bubbles. It's true. We could see the bubbles floating.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I have pictures.
We have beautiful pictures from up there. But I mean, we did the epic thing.
How I like to travel.
Sarah Beth's for brunch.
When I'm going to those kind of places. But if I'm going to like chill by a beach, I want to chill by a beach.
I'd say the St. Lucia trip. Oh, Fiji too. This one place called Savassi Island.
Too.
I know.
Some of us have been to Fiji.
I'm a total spoiled brat.
Yeah, you are.
I am trying to get it all in before my kids leave me next year. So, Amanda, you know when you're sick and you're like trying to find what these symptoms mean and you stumble down a big old TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts?
Yeah. Let me just tell you, having just had the flu, there were many, many suggested remedies on the old TikToks.
Or like your group chat or whatever, right? Everybody like tries to tell you what you got, what's going wrong, what you should do. But you need to hear it from trusted professionals, not just random people on the internet.
Yeah, that's why I'm very grateful for ZocDoc. They help you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care that you need
and deliver the type of experience that you want.
ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed. They take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who's patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right.
Go to ZocDoc.com/WWB and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc.com/WWB. ZocDoc.com/WWB.
Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring What Women Binge. What are you guys up to?
We don't have a whole lot going on. We're heading down to the Airbnb first of June for a few weeks and going to hang out with some family and friends down there. And then come back and kind of get back into our like summer routine, just tutoring and then Camp Banda.
Oh,
which
you
I
do
look
your
forward
own?
To. So what I do is 2 days a week, I have my three kids, and then I also take my sister's children and whoever else throws their kids at me. And I plan these days from sun up to sundown, basically. And I try and do something educational.
Look at you.
I try and do something with their hands, so an art or craft, whatever.
Ooh, do you ever do the shaving cream with food coloring? That's always
we've done that. Last year we did things like I took them to the park and I said, okay, I want you to make a self-portrait with whatever you can find here.
And they listen to you?
Yeah.
See, if I did this with my kids, they'd be like, yeah.
Oh, they love the challenge. And then like one day we made boats with what we could find. And then we went to the creek and we saw whose boat could go the furthest, you know. Things
wow.
like that. So, and
see, now I try to find other people's camps and pay them to take my children. Do you want my child?
I told Logan I'm going to need a bigger van. Like, I need a big, giant.
Oh my God, you're going to become a YMCA van. All of a sudden.
We do a lot of like geocaching. So it's like treasure
oh my gosh,
hunting.
Look at you.
We had a cook off last year. We all watched the Great British Bake Off. And then we had our own.
This sounds like a lot of work.
It's so fun.
Wow.
I mean, it's an exhausting day for them and for me. But
I love that you love it because this sounds like something I would not want to do.
I cannot wait. I'm
so
excited.
I think you're insane, but I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. So we do that twice a week, and the kids have tutoring, and they'll keep up with some of their extracurriculars during the summer.
One of mine chose to do summer school. Chose to like get a, he wants
to get ahead.
He's going to start high school in the fall. He wants to get social studies off his plate for the fall, and he's going to do social studies in the summer.
That's fabulous.
My oldest one is like, hell no.
No, see, if I had known as a kid how academic I really could be, that is something I would have done, but I had no idea.
Yeah. But I'm all about like the, let me get it done now. Like, this is why I also like when I work out fast. It's always kind of like, let me get this done now so I don't have to later.
So I can move on to the things I want to do.
Yeah, but then I end up putting too much on my plate, so.
You?
Me?
No.
What? Hey, real quick, shout out to my oldest. Did what's called a cross-country solo yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my gosh, it was
so... You only minorly freaked out, too.
I only minorly freaked out halfway through his flight.
So he was so good.
So it's not really a cross-country. It's just called that because it's a certain amount of miles he has to get in order to get his private license. So he's already soloed, as we talked about here, which was three times around the airport, landing and taking off. This time, he had to go almost over the state line. He didn't go all the way. He was supposed to go to Huntsville, Alabama, I thought. But he ended up staying within Tennessee and had two stops and then had to come back. And his friends were there to watch the landing, and they watched him, and he did what they call butter. He buttered the landing, or maybe this time he called it grease.
Wee.
He like buttered the landing. He said he barely felt the touchdown. Like, he was
amazing.
So smooth. It was a perfect day.
The video was amazing.
Yeah, the video.
I was not there in person, but I
his
saw
friends,
it.
His friends took the video. They were there waiting for him when he landed, and they took him out to dinner to celebrate at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's so special. Oh,
but,
sweet friends.
Yeah, but that was it was terrifying when because I was like trying to stay busy. I was checking emails and planning this Africa trip and the whole thing. And all of a sudden I looked down at my phone at my Life 360 and I can see where he is and it's not moving. And of course it freaked me out. And then I was like, okay, wait, it says it was updated 9 minutes ago. Let me try to update it again. And then he had moved a little bit, but then it wasn't moving again. So I kept panicking and I called you guys. I texted our group friends.
We were all praying.
I was
God,
like, please pray
God
for
was
my
literally
son.
Holding that airplane based on all the mamas and their prayers.
Yeah,
it was just
it up
like
there.
This. So he set him down gently.
And he buttered him.
Buttered him.
Buttered that landing. He buttered it like a piece of toast. I don't know. Like a nice southern biscuit.
Sop him up.
Yep. Well, we're here today to talk about summer movies we're excited about.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'm looking forward to.
Some have come out that we have not seen, but we would just want to basically just talk about what we're excited about.
So much. Okay, so right out of the bat, machine is out. The machine.
Yeah, what is that? This is Mark Hamill, right? This is the Mark Hamill movie?
I don't, he may be in it, but no. Bert, he is in it. Bert Kreischer, the comedian, it's his, like, it's the story that, like, broke him, that made him, like, such a phenomenon. So it's the story of, like, a trip he took in college, I think, high school or college, and they go to Russia, and they're on this train, and they're kind of have this run-in with these kind of mafia dudes, mobster kind of guys. And this whole story unfolds of how he befriends them, and they take him to all these, this party, and things get crazy, and they end up calling him the machine. And it's just a whole, it's crazy. You can go and listen to Bert Kreischer's story. It's on probably his first special ever.
I didn't know this story.
Yes. Yeah, so they've made a movie about it now, and it is, he goes back to Russia and chaos ensues again. And he's the machine again. And it looks hilarious.
All right, I'm gonna have to check this one out.
I cannot wait to see it. It's out now.
You can watch the previews.
Yes. And then we've got, oh gosh.
See, I was excited about some of the
Little Mermaid.
I was gonna watch. Oh, Little Mermaid, that's out, and I've gotta go see that.
And I have got to see it. My children are chomping on the bit. We just haven't slowed down with school ending this week. It's time.
Yeah.
So that may be a camping end of day where we stop and watch Little Mermaid.
There is a Hunger Games movie coming out, but I don't know if that's what I'm looking forward to. But I think, I want to say that's actually fall. I'm so excited because I am a huge Hunger Games. Like, those were the books. Actually, I was shooting Melissa and Joey when those books came out. And I don't think up until that date, since then I've binged some books pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I had ever binged a book series as fast at the time. Like, I couldn't, when the third one was coming out, I found out about it when the second one was out. So I read the first and second one, and, like, I stayed up all night. If there's episodes of Melissa and Joey where I look really tired, you guys,
it's because
I was reading Hunger Games at the time. So when the movies came out, I was so thrilled. And it looked like with the first one, I think the first one wasn't super successful. No.
They were.
You know what?
They were
it
huge.
Was, I'm thinking of Dragon Tattoo.
Oh,
Girl with Dragon Tattoo. Because that was another series I was binging kind of, like, I read those. And then I read Hunger Games, and then I went back to the third of those and the third of, you know. But, Dragon Tattoo, they made the first movie, and they never made more, unfortunately.
That was it.
But, yeah, the new Hunger Games movie, what is it called? The Snakes and Something, Spiders of Something and Something. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Looks like it's going to be November. So that's not summertime, but I'm really excited about it.
Barbie is coming out.
Oh, Barbie. When's that one? Oh my God, I can't
soon.
Wait for that.
Like, very soon, I believe.
I can't wait for Barbie with Ryan Gosling and that
so
bright pink.
I'm so confused about that storyline, though. Like, the trailer gives you nothing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
So, it's
what do you
July.
Think it's gonna be? They're going to meet.
Middle of July.
Oh, it is? Of course it is. It's like right holiday movie. Like.
And I have no idea what they're doing or the story they're telling, but I'm super intrigued.
It's
and I
be
am
the
a Barbie
meeting.
Person.
I mean, do you think what they're going to copy a little bit of Toy Story, like how they met in the toy store?
No, because like I feel like it's a completely different dimension, and then they go into like the real world.
They have to have the dream house and the Corvette, right?
I think it's all there.
I had all that. You know, Barbie was like my thing when I was little. Like, it's the most girly thing I've ever done in my
life. You've not been up in our playroom before, in the girls' playroom?
Not really. I've
There's like an
up there,
entire
but...
Barbie town.
Really?
They have the current dream house with the elevator and all of that. Then they have my dream house.
They probably don't
house.
Have to pull the string like we had to.
No, it's still that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
It's the exact same thing, just new.
So do you want to know how I got my Barbie dream house?
Yes.
It was a very strange way. That,
did you do a Barbie commercial?
No.
And they gave it to you?
Not quite.
Also...
I did do a Barbie, but it was a Barbie horse commercial, and I wasn't allowed to take the horses home. I did have to brush their hair.
They didn't give them to you?
I think they didn't in that case. What I did was I was on Saturday Night Live
Horrible
in 1986.
People.
I was on it three times, and one time I was on it live. It was an episode where Belushi... John Belushi is the one that passed away. Jim Belushi was playing Terminator had just come out. So it was called Santa, the skit was called Santa the Terminator. Maybe we can find it. I'm sure the brain can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Santa the Terminator. So there's this little girl playing with her dream house, and all of a sudden the chimney explodes. Bullets come flying. I remember there were squibs everywhere, like things come shooting out. And, oh, this one wasn't live. Sorry, I did a live one with Roy Scheider. This was an actual pre-tape, but it was on the set of Saturday Night Live. It was at 30 Rock. And so he blows up the chimney, punches through it. The chimney explodes. Santa comes out. I hide behind the couch, and Santa comes out and just like blows up all the toys and stuff.
Oh my!
And I'm like hiding behind the sofa. But when the shoot was over, my mom had told them, and I was like, I guess I just sat on the set playing with the Barbie dream house the whole time. And they were like, "Do you want to keep it?" So I got to keep it.
Did you take it home on the subway?
I think we had our Oldsmobile station wagon, threw that sucker in the back and drove it on home. And it lived in the basement for a very long time until my parents got divorced. My dad threw everything away. I had about 150 Barbies because when I got a commercial, whenever I booked a job, my payment was
a Barbie.
I would get to go to the store and pick out a new Barbie. I had one that was the Queen Barbie. We did our Queen episode a few weeks ago. I had the Queen Barbie. She had the staff and the crown. Freaking thing. She had a beautiful dress. She had a sash. It was my favorite Barbie. It was a limited edition. And my dad threw it away. It was my favorite Barbie ever.
Oh, that's so sad.
But I had about 150 Barbies, and they would adopt the strawberry shortcakes. They would drive in their Corvette to the orphanage and pick up a strawberry shortcake doll and their pet, and then drive them back to the dream house, and the strawberry shortcakes got to live in the dream house.
That's so sad.
It was a very Annie story.
The brain found your video.
No way. Does it
exist? He just texted it to us.
Santa the Terminator?
It's Massacre on... I missed it.
So scared. Oh, yeah. Oh,
look at
me.
You.
Oh my gosh. Oh, all right.
Okay, we have to put this.
We'll post this as some bonus content.
This is terrifying.
I can't believe I've never seen
Santa
this
the
ever,
Terminator.
Ever. Oh, it's just the opening of it.
Oh, Massacre on 34th Street.
That is so funny.
So Amanda, I've been reading about brain health. And one of the things that I learned is that the only way to clean the brain is actually with sleep. Sleep helps you clean the brain. And you know what helps you sleep? Magnesium. You know where I get my magnesium?
The same place I get mine, Bioptimizers.
That's right. Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. I'm told the 7 different forms of magnesium in this supplement are involved in over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body.
Yep, that's pretty much every function of your body. It can get upgraded when you take magnesium, from helping the quality of your sleep, like we just talked about, and your brain function, even your metabolism and stress level. And let me tell you, me and the brain... not my physical brain in my body, but my husband, the brain. We both have been taking Bioptimizers Magnesium Breakthrough now for months, and we can tell you there's a major difference.
Yes, I take it every night. It helps me sleep. I feel so great the next day. So do yourself a favor and make Magnesium Breakthrough part of your daily routine so you can help get the vitality you need to conquer your dreams.
Go to bioptimizers.com/MJH now and enter the promo code MJH10 to get 10% off your order. Again, that's buyoptimizers.com/MJH.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Thanks, Bioptimizers, for sponsoring What Women Binge.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Yeah, Barbies were my jam. I played with Barbies until it was like probably embarrassingly inappropriate. Like, I still have my Barbie house. That's the only thing from my childhood I really have.
I didn't because my dad like got rid of everything.
My girls play with it every single day.
I get mad at my dad every single day.
And
so I'm going to have to come over and play with theirs.
Come on. Well, I am not above.
How many dream houses do they have?
They have two dream houses. Barbie, so they Village? Have a current dream house. They have my dream house, which was like the 3-piece one from the 80s with the balcony on the front.
Yes, the balcony.
Oh, I love it.
That's where my strawberry shortcakes would line up.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. So they have that. And then they have the airplane and the camper and the car.
I don't think I ever had the airplane. And did they have the horses? That was my commercial.
We've got horses. We've got... the separate pool, but then also the other dream house has the pool on the roof.
Oh, the pool, yeah.
So they've got two pools. We've got a spa.
Wow. This fancy. Barbie fancy.
Barbie is the fanciest. That is why I am the way I am.
What do you think about Greta Gerwig directing it?
I'm not super excited.
I know, that's the one. I mean, I think she's very creative.
What
and
is
stuff,
the movie she did that everybody was like, oh my God, Lady Bird?
Little Women. Oh.
No, and she did.
And Little Women. I was
Lady
not a
Bird
fan
was
of both of them.
Not my favorite.
No, I agree.
Little Women was
it's
not
too
my favorite.
It was too art house. Little Women.
No,
I got very confused about Little Women. I kind of do. Like, I love a Juno or, you know, a Napoleon Dynamite or something like that. But not, I don't know. They're above my head.
It's not even that. I feel like sometimes they drive all of this home to try and make a point or be political. And it's just so, it lacks creativity. Like, you're just serving one audience here. And you could have done this in a much more creative way.
I think I don't feel smart enough when I watch them sometimes. And that's kind of how I felt with Lady Bird. And then
it wasn't enjoyable. It's pseudo-intellectual. It's not even like you're actually really that smart.
Did she write the Barbie movie? Do we know? Or did she just direct it?
I don't know.
Because The Little Women, I have to say, I was super confused. My mom was like, how are you confused? You could tell by her haircut what period you were in. I was like, I didn't know that. Like, Little Women in the Greta Gerwig version, as opposed to, like, the Claire Danes, Susan Sarandon version, they're jumping back and forth between timelines. Because I was like, wait, Joe dies. And, like, right? Am I wrong? I was like, I need to reread the book just to watch the Greta Gerwig version just to remember how this movie, or how this story gets put together. But
she wrote it with the guy that wrote, like, Life Aquatic, Squid and the Whale.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So it will be a little art housey.
A little
art house. But it's going to be visually so
amazing.
It
should be very interesting.
And those two, I mean, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, first of all, no better looking people on earth. Hello, like perfect Barbie and Ken. And then they're both really funny and really talented. So I think that if anyone can pull off the campiness while also giving the characters some real depth and base, mm-hmm. like they'll give them a real, I feel like those are actors, that powerhouse actors that'll give them a good foundation.
Yeah.
But then they'll be able to do the light, fluffy, fun part that we're all looking for.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
It won't be shallow. Let's put it that way. It probably won't be a shallow movie. You know, like, it won't be like Barbie for Barbie's sake.
Right. I don't think it's going to be for kids at all.
No.
And I feel like they need to make that a little more clear, because little girls are going to be so excited.
That's true.
And
so your little girls are still into Barbie, huh? So Barbie's still as big a thing. Because, like, my friend who's 52, we had a Barbie birthday party for her when she was 38.
Yeah.
We did a progressive party.
No, Barbie, I think, transcends all time.
I think I'm going to have to post these pictures. Kids, I had a photographer go with
Barbie.
Us. 8 of my friends. We rented like an old-fashioned 1950s limo,
mm-hmm.
and we did a progressive party. We started at my house. I don't think she knew what we were...
We need to do this for my birthday.
She didn't know what we were doing. Everyone dressed as a different Barbie. My mom was the Barbie nobody wanted. She took a dress. She took one of her ball gowns.
I love that.
Went outside, got grass stains, rubbed herself on the dirt. Got grass stains all over it. She took one shoe off, put her tiara on crooked.
She was the well-loved Barbie.
And she had leaves in her hair. And then...
like Cynthia from Rugrats.
Yeah. Well, the Barbie that you always, you know, you find outside at the end of a long night and the sprinklers have gone off. That's what my mom looked like. And then one of my friends was like the Can-Can Barbie, and one was like Indian Barbie. And like, so they did like, we had all these different kinds of Barbies. And all these women just dressed differently, like in fabulous different kinds of garb. And we got in this little limo, this old like 1950s Elvis Presley period limo, went to my house where I had a bartender, hot bartender. I had Ken dolls in all the food. And we just had like little appetizers and he was making us pink martinis. So we're drinking our little Bellinis and stuff. So we had a little happy hour at my house. Then we got in the car and went to my mom's house, where we jumped on the trampoline until dinner was ready. And then my mom served us lasagna with her one shoe on, like walked around wobbling and served us lasagna. And it was like in her ballroom dining room, like her. So it was like, you know, we were like eating in the palace.
In the dream house.
Yes. And then we went to my other friend's house where we had the Barbie cake where the Barbie doll is sticking out the middle. We had like the progressive perfect like Barbie doll party. It was really, really fun. And we had a photographer capture it all. So I'll post some of the pictures.
Yes, I would love to see this.
So Barbie was her thing. But like that was, and she's 10 years older than me. So, you know, I guess she's like maybe like 55. But
well,
she,
as a kid, I played with my like aunt's Barbies from the 60s.
Yeah.
At my grandmother's house. So I think it's just... It hits everyone. But they also played the trailer in front of the Mario movie. So now I'm like, wait, maybe it is okay for kids.
Oh, true.
I don't know.
What is it rated?
I don't know.
It's got to...
I've got a lot of I don't knows today.
I forgot about that one's coming out this summer. I am really excited about that one. So I think it'll be fantastic.
That one's going to be good? Okay, let's
July 21st it comes out, right?
I believe so, yes.
21st. Only in theaters.
It's PG-13.
Okay. So it's a little sassy.
Yeah.
She's everything. He's just Ken. That's true. Barbie is like the one time when women were like, I can be anything, an astronaut, a waitress, a roller skating.
President.
Yeah. Olympian.
Yeah.
And then Ken is just Ken. I did have the Ken that changed hair color, though, if you put him under hot water.
I had one that would grow facial hair.
What?
Yes. It was an Old Spice Ken doll.
How the hell
he smelled like Old Spice, which I mean, weird. Is, no, it was awesome.
Oh, okay.
And he would grow in cold water. He'd grow facial hair. And then in hot water, you could take the sponge-like razor and shave
his face. Oh, I see.
It was really cool.
So it was all just water. It wasn't, there wasn't spiky. There wasn't anything growing out of his face.
It was just like, you know, color change.
It wasn't like the poop baby.
No,
where
no.
Poop which comes out.
The baby alive.
Gross.
It was awesome. But, gross. Yeah.
Just like an easy bake oven. Seems like a good idea at the time. And then you're like, gross.
Yeah.
Not eating that.
Okay.
All right, what else we got?
Next on my list is Asteroid City, which is the new Wes Anderson.
Okay.
It looks
tell me about that one.
Phenomenal.
I don't know that one.
So it's the first one without Bill Murray.
Oh.
Which is a little heartbreaking for me.
Oh.
But it still looks amazing. It's Jason Schwartzman.
Of course.
And
who used to be the drummer for Phantom Planet.
Phantom Planet. I think he still is.
And I loved
No, he's not. Never mind.
I loved Phantom Planet.
Tom Hanks is in
it. He also dated Selma Blair famously for a while, and we did yoga together.
Oh. Scarlett Johansson's in it. All the normals for a Wes Anderson film.
All Wes's people.
And the premise is this guy's car breaks down in this town, and I can't tell what time period it is. It's
okay.
It's a Wes Anderson movie, so it's kind of
timeless.
Whatever. And an alien visits the town, and suddenly all the people are stuck there because the government has to research it and do all this stuff. It looks incredible. Go watch the trailer.
All right.
It is. Oh yeah, Maya Hawke's in it. You will love that because
you love Maya Hawke.
And
she's fascinating to me.
Yeah. So really looking forward to that one.
What about are you a Fast and Furious? Because Fast X is out, right?
Okay. I loved like the first three, but we're at 10 now.
We're at 10. Although Rita Moreno, our girl, is in
it. I love her. And you know what? I'll probably see it because of her. That's really the only reason.
I haven't seen any of the others, but I'll see 10.
No. Yes. I will support anything Rita does. I don't care. I saw 80 for Brady for her.
Wait. Maybe I'll do a little experiment. Should I just, like, if I go see Fast X and we do a little report on here about it, like, would that be a fascinating experiment for someone who's never watched it and doesn't know a single character? Like, whether or not you can figure out, you know, I hate car chases.
I'm sure it can stand alone.
I hate car chases.
They're all the same. They're all exactly the same.
So I wonder if it can stand alone. I'm going to do a little test if the 10th movie in a franchise can stand.
If you hate car chases, I don't think you're going to enjoy it.
I'm just
going to
fall asleep because it's like
the premise of the whole thing.
It's like, for me, I'm like, I see that happening and I start going, did I pay my taxes this year? The turn of the oven? You know, I start going like, I just zone out. I'm like, tell me who wins. Tell me who's alive at the end of it or doesn't fall off a bridge.
Then I don't know that it's going to be for you.
No, I feel like I have
that
to experiment.
That one's not on my list of something that I'm super
I'm
excited
do an
about.
Experiment. Guardians of the Galaxy, there's a new one.
Yes, I am excited about that.
And I'm excited about the new Pixar movie,
Elemental. Here's the thing. They've got to work on me because I have been a Pixar fan through and through until the last 10 years, 12, 11 years. Was it The Good Dinosaur?
Oh, was that Pixar?
I think that's
DreamWorks, I think.
No.
Oh, that is Disney. It is Disney.
It's Pixar.
Yeah.
From there, Up, it just went.
Inside Out.
Inside Out was good.
But Inside Out makes me cry.
Yes,
and Elemental looks like Inside Out.
Okay. Elemental looks like a mixture of Inside Out and Soul. Like they just like took the two concepts, smushed them together, and made another movie.
Yeah.
So I want to be really excited about it.
But they're sad. You're right.
They're all so sad.
But I'm excited. I think it'll be good. You know what? I think I might be able to get my boys to go see a movie with, you know, like, if it's a Pixar movie, my family's in a way.
Mine is not. My girls will literally just look at you and be like, oh, well, we know the mom's going to die and everyone's going to be sad.
Or the wife or the, yeah. Somebody. And then there's a new animated Spider-Man, right?
There is a new Spider-Man coming.
What's it called? Into
the Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse. Did you see the first one?
Yes, I think so.
I did not, but my kids did, and they gave it rave reviews.
Riker
loved it. So I'm just thinking.
So I know that's on our list to see this summer, but they all run together for me.
I know. All the superheroes. There's
Homecoming,
a lot of
Into the Spider-Verse. Like, which are we?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. And what did Joey tell us the other day on the episode he was on? he's talked about Batman showing up in one of the Marvel, one of the DC, right?
In the Flash.
Yeah. So where Keaton, what's his name?
Michael Keaton.
That's one. Well, that's not this year. That'll be like next year. Well, here's the problem. Right now, we're in a writer's strike. Mm-hmm. We're about to, in a few weeks, go into a SAG and Directors Guild strike. Mm-hmm. So this summer, we are shut down. So if you guys want to get out there and support the industry, go watch some movies, because then maybe people will actually be like, oh.
We're going to have a great bunch of reality TV shows next year.
That's the problem. We're not going to have movies the next summer.
No, or sitcoms.
We will not have movies because, yeah, we won't have any network television on. The streamers will just be replaying stuff for a while because there's going to be no new content. So if we go out and support, I feel like if we go to the theaters and we support these movies or we download them on our Amazon accounts or whatever, maybe then they'll go, ooh, stuff's picking up. We got to make some content. We got to solve these problems. You know, we got to solve these contracts.
Yeah, we're going to see the birth of the next Kardashians, though.
Just saying. We love their Skims, but...
Yeah, we do.
We love Skims, but... But yeah,
I just got the pajamas. This is not an ad, by the way. They're amazing. Get the pajamas.
The pajamas, you said they're so soft.
They are so good.
What did you say? It's like sleeping in a cloud.
No, yeah. Yes, it is. I got the new ones, the cotton poplin ones. Oh my God.
So get those and then watch Barbie for the sixth time.
Yes. Okay, the next one on my list is Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that's right. They did it again.
Gonna be so good.
When is that out, though? They're not holding that till Halloween?
No.
These horrors come out like Valentine's Day. Isn't that like the second
July
biggest?
For that one, too.
I think Valentine's Day is the second biggest market for horror movies, if not the first.
Ew.
Which I find so weird.
I guess you get scared into the arms of your love.
And I guess if it's like you're so far into the winter, you're like, just kill me now. Show me what it would be like.
Take me to bed or kill me forever. I don't know. Yeah.
But those are some of the biggies. It's not, last year I think I was looking forward to more but last year it was like Maverick.
But Ninja Turtles.
Oh, we're doing that again too?
Okay. I have to say,
why is there no new content? Think about it. Every movie last year, what were the big ones? Jurassic Park, Maverick. These were all and something else. There was another one. But they're all IP we already know. This year, same thing. You got Barbie, you've got Haunted Mansion. You've got these things that are like all already out there, like Spider-Man, and like these are like, where's the new
Teenage
stuff?
Teenage Mutant Ninja
I guess
Turtles.
Asteroid's the only new version. New
Ninja Turtles.
All right, tell me about it. Sorry,
heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power.
Yeah,
I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I get it. I'm with you. Let's be creative.
Yeah, let's like come up with some new stuff. I know there's like no new ideas.
I'm sinking into this chair, by the way.
I know. We're getting cozy because we want to watch our Barbie movie. But I don't understand why there's no new creative ideas.
Because there's no writers.
Well, that's true right now. Yeah.
Also, you're not writing. Where's your script?
Shut up. I'm working on it. You're mean.
Put your money where your mouth is.
You're so mean. I'm trying.
Are you?
I'm on page 12. I was on page 92. I threw it away and I started again. Now I'm only on page 12. I threw it away.
Okay, let's make some movies.
I threw it again.
Let's just do it. How hard can it be?
I actually had an exciting conversation today about making a fun movie that would be... You would love this movie.
Good.
And the cast that would be involved.
That would be very exciting.
It's a 90s dream. Let's just say that.
Of course, I would be excited about anything you make. I'm like, you need a cheerleader. I am here for you.
And you're always there for some background action. And
yes. Stick me in the back. I'll be the tall one.
You'll be the tall one.
Big hair.
Easy to find.
You can pick me out.
I don't know if our listeners at home know, but you're like a foot taller than me.
A solid foot taller than me.
You're like, yeah.
How tall are you?
Five, almost. Well, I like to say 5'2", but the last time I got measured at the doctor, I was like 5'1¼".
I am actually a full foot taller
than
you.
You're a foot taller than me.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Actually, I think I have a picture from my birthday where
I had my elbow on your hand.
Well, we were back to back, and I think your butt is on top of my butt.
Yes.
Because we also both have bubble butts, but yours sits right on top of mine.
I appreciate you saying that I have a bubble butt because I used to have no butt. My trainer Amy's going to be so happy.
You've been doing your squats, girl.
Oh,
get those kettlebells.
She makes me.
By the way, I don't know if it's out yet, but on YouTube, I did this workout with Sheamus from WWE,
which is the coolest
super
thing ever.
Fun.
Our kids have never been so excited to get checked out of school for anything.
You took them out of school so they could meet Sheamus, but I wrecked him. I just like to say, oh, sorry, Sheamus. I'm sorry. I love you. No, I felt like he was a little more winded than I was.
Do you feel better about like your physical fitness now?
I do a little bit because I'm a little bit older than him.
Well, but sometimes you get really down on yourself and I'm like, girl, look what you can do. Mm. And you're like, wah, wah, wah. I used to be able to do this.
When I get told that Mason's like one of the strongest in the weight room, I'm like, come on, that kid. And then I'm like, well, maybe he gets it from me. No.
Now you know. You outworked out. What is the word I'm looking for? I think I
have good endurance. I have a nice, low, steady heartbeat. So I think I can. So anyway, you can check it out on YouTube.
Is that the word? You had more stamina
yeah.
than a WWE superstar.
Yeah. Well, he also wore a sweatshirt and a beanie. I'm not sure what. In May. We were outside in the sun.
In Tennessee.
Yeah. So I think he was a little bit. Yeah. I think that maybe he overextended a little in that area of like. It was like doing it in a hot yoga studio, like under the blazing sun. Well, we just wanted to do it outside. I wanted to use my tractor tire. I have this big tractor tire and sledgehammers, and I like to like. So I was like, let's show a gritty.
That is like how to accidentally hit yourself in the face with a hammer.
Yeah, yeah, you should see us do it.
No, yeah. No, I don't think I
need
to do that.
I've hit myself in the shin a few times with this sledgehammer, but. I did this time. I was good. But
no.
You can check that out. It's on YouTube. It's the Celtic Warrior workout, so you guys can check that out. But.
Interesting.
And we're going to have Seamus on here soon.
So. Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, we can ask him all about it. Ask him how I...
All of our children will be lined up. They're his biggest fans in the whole world now because he shows up. He's got gifts.
Wrestling.
The kids.
Oh, the wrestlers are the nicest people on earth. I mean, we've had Paul White on here. We've had
incredible
the Young
humans.
Bucks on here. Like, we love our wrestlers.
And they're so kind
wrestlers.
To the kids. I think it's a calling, like, how those guys, and women too, just know how to get on the same level with their fans, especially the children. I mean, our boys will never forget that. Yeah. They will
Paige,
be lifelong
Paige
fans.
Paige was someone that I remember connecting with years ago at like a SummerSlam or something, and just adored that girl. She was so sweet.
Yes.
Natalie Hart. Like, just like I've had such great times with these people.
They're amazing. And at one point, my son was like, Seamus had brought cards for all of them, like Topps cards, which was so cool. And he was signing them each, you know, several to take, and Riker held one up. And he's like, I was here for this. And he was like, what?
It was like this iconic moment.
And Riker was like, I was there.
I was there.
He was like,
that's
so cool. And I
love that Riker remembered that too. Isn't that great? Like, they're young.
Yes.
And you're like, do they remember all these things
he
we do
does.
For them?
It is. I mean, that's Riker great. In his head, if you've asked him any time in his life what he wanted to be when he grows up, he will tell you a WWE superstar. I want to be a wrestler.
Well, you know what we're doing right now is we're doing what your husband would call burning content, because when we have Seamus on, which I think might be next week, hopefully, or in a few
soon.
Weeks.
Soon. Okay. I'll save this conversation.
Save
just know
this conversation
that it was
for Seamus.
It was awesome. He's amazing.
Burning
it was
content.
Great.
Burning content. That's an inside baseball information if you guys needed to know.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
But yeah, so that's it for my summer movie list. Did you get all yours?
I know. I think that's it for me. I mean, I am excited. I'm going to see Elemental.
I'm going to see it. I'm just not promising that it's going to be
like
the greatest
Because it looks like Inside
ever.
Out, but it's the world of elements, right? It's fire, water, wind, what
earth.
Air, earth. Yeah, all those things.
Like Captain Planet meets Pixar.
Yeah. I'm also, like I've said before, I'm really into the old movies coming back. There's so many anniversaries coming up, like... Greece just had their 45th anniversary, but I missed the re-releases of that. There's actually going to be a Raiders of the Lost Ark release.
Yes, I will be there for that.
The 2023 version of Raiders.
And then the new Indiana Jones movie.
Which is great. My kids have never gotten into Indiana Jones, which is probably the only... Oh, you know what? My answer for season 7 questions that we did a few weeks ago, I should have said my favorite franchise movies is actually the Pirates movies. And my kids get really into the Pirates movies, but never got into Indiana Jones for some weird reason. I can't get them into it.
Have they ever seen?
I think we've tried, but like then
Raiders
they
of the Lost Ark
outgrew it. I don't know. They need to get back in. This is going to be my re-entry for
just
them.
Just maybe take out the like one with the crystal skull. That one wasn't really great.
I like the one with what's the one with Sean Connery and the God? They're trying to find the Jesus.
The Last Crusade.
Goblet.
Yeah.
What's it called? Last Crusade. Love that one. I saw that one a lot when I was young.
I love all of those movies. Harrison Ford can do no wrong, as we've talked about before.
Of course.
Gosh.
I mean, he married my friend Calista Flockhart, and like, I've never been more jealous of her.
He is dreamy.
Yes. He really is at any age. And we love him in Shrinking. Maybe we'll have a season two of that soon.
Oh my gosh. I hope so.
If the writers will stop straight. If the studios step up to the plate and actually give people residuals on streamer services.
It's okay. It's going to give us an opportunity to really catch up on some good trashy
reality. Everyone get out there, watch some summer movies, promote or support, you know, creative content so that we don't end up with AI generated TVs and movies in the future. Let's, you know, support
the arts.
The arts, for sure.
The artists.
Especially this summer. Get out, have a picnic. You know, if you can't go on a big family vacation for work or school or whatever purposes. Yeah, get on the ground and play.
Oh, that's another thing we do. We do like a Project Runway, but with the Barbies. Oh, so everybody designs. Like,
that's cute. Little mini clothes.
Yeah.
I'll do that one.
It's a fun one. You can do a wrestling figure if you'd rather, Bridgerton. If you don't want a Barbie.
No, well, I'm okay with a Barbie.
Well, I mean, I know, but some of the
Barbie's
boys
the girliest
love that.
Thing I do. Barbie is the girliest thing.
I'm trying
thing
to think of the other fun creative things that we've done. We've
in
done
the summer, really, in your summer camps. I love that you do this.
We go to a lot of the historic sites around Nashville.
Wow, look at you. I just send my kids on camps. I literally am like, Tucker's going to horseback riding camp, and he's going to go to a vacation Bible study week at a local church. And
how are your emails before we go?
Oh, yeah. My emails. I'm so proud. Oh, it's gone up since we've been in here. It's at 40. It was at 23 before.
Oh,
I was really excited about
could
that.
Could be worse.
I hate when it's over 30.
It could be 25,496.
That's better than it was last week, though, right?
No.
Wasn't it like 35,000 last week?
No. No, it was like 24.
Oh, girl.
It's up like 1,000 from last week.
I'm just going to come over. I'm just going to
You're
do
not
it.
Gonna.
I'm going to come
it's
over.
It's okay.
Maybe we'll just go do it right now. Let's go to coffee. We'll do that right now. Next week when we come in, her emails will be less.
They won't.
All right. And I guess should we put secrets in our secret jar this time?
Oh, yeah, we should.
We should, right? See if there's something we don't know about each other. Wait, but how do we do that? I don't know. We'll think about it.
We'll have to do it separately and put them in.
Yeah, but then how do we read them back if we know who they are?
We'll just have to pretend you're an actress, aren't you?
Pretend it's just someone else? I know, but that feels immoral. I don't know.
Is that unethical?
Like, unethical. There you go. I guess, but you know what we probably do is we probably open every one and go, that's you.
I know.
Is this you? This one's you, isn't it?
No, I think I know you're...
Maybe every season now we should put a secret in the secret jar.
Maybe. Okay. So we could do that. We could just pretend like we don't know. And then at the end of that episode,
tell what ours are. I like that. All right.
We'll do it.
We'll do this. All right. Well, we got to let everyone go because it's summertime and they all want to get out to the sunshine.
Go enjoy. Suck up the sun.
Wear your sunscreen, peeps.
Hang out with your kids.
At the end of the summer, go to your dermatologist and get a skin check, okay?
And then come hang out with us when... You need to hide in your closet.
Yes, exactly.
We'll be
Once
here
you have
for
that
you.
Sunburn and you need to lay down and chill, you check us out. Happy summer.
Happy summer. And until we see you again,
may your queue be full and your snacks be plenty.